Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you out there that want to be or have and are entrepreneurs, the place where we try to help each other do what it is that we're doing. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Ed. Ed, how you doing this evening?
Doing fine, Mr. Gene.
Good to see you.
You too.
But anyway, but for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Ed, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose. Gotta find out, don't wanna wait. Got to make sure that my life will be great. Gotta find my purpose before it's too late.
Find your purpose. Whatever it is, if you are thinking about starting a business, have a business, that may be your purpose. But either way, if you are thinking about it, get started and make that your purpose. I'm doing my purpose right in front of you, and that's what we are going to talk about in terms of having you do that. But I understand that we have a guest caller on the line. And before I go any further, I'd like to say hello and introduce this person. And his name is Larry LaBelle. And Larry, are you there?
My name is George Harrison.
Okay, George.
Nice to be on the show.
So how you doing?
I'm doing absolutely great. How's about you?
Oh, I'm just struggling it. Doing fine, but swamped with work and opportunities that I'm not able to fulfill. How does that sound?
Yep.
But anyway, Larry, tell us who you are very quickly, because we're going to have something I think we both can offer out to our audience. But before we go any further, tell us a little bit about who you are, what do you do, and we'll go from there.
My name is Larry LaBelle. I'm the CEO of a company called Winterjob Fast Incorporated. I basically do resume writing for people working for positions that will help them get more interviews. I also teach them all the steps and stages in the job search process so they can more effectively conduct a job search.
Okay, that's Larry LaBelle, CEO of Win a Job Fast, but he's also an entrepreneur. And this is the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, and so So, Larry, as an entrepreneur, how are things going?
It's going great. I just stumbled on something new that I'm starting. There's a company that works with you, me, and people who are writing books, and we are people who evaluate their book and give them feedback. And every book, what you get paid depends on the size of the book, but it can be $250 to up to over $1,000 per book.
Could you just... Is that proofreading people's books?
Pardon?
Is it proofreading?
Is it you have to read the book and you have to give feedback.
Okay, it's proofing. Okay, proofing the book before it goes public. It's something like that.
Say that again.
It's proofreading the book before it goes public. Okay. Is that what it is? Oh, okay.
Sure. Okay, proofreading. Have somebody proof it for typos or grammar, but then it's like if things or the writing is not very good or something doesn't make sense or whatever, you've got to give them feedback on the whole thing. I'm hoping they're going to use the review feature in Microsoft Word because it makes it real easy to do that.
Okay. Okay, so that's your business.
I love reading other people's work. You can turn down any book you don't want to do for whatever reason. There's a lot of people out there. If they're interested, I'll get you the information and you can pass it out. It's a great opportunity. I just started, and they provide comprehensive training. If you've never written anything or you're not good at, you don't have evaluating skills, they have a comprehensive program to teach you. So you don't have to have the background in being a book evaluator.
Okay. Okay. So. Tonight's topic, I'll try to set the stage for the topic. Okay, you're an entrepreneur, and any of you other listeners out there that may want to become an entrepreneur, you are an entrepreneur, but if you're the kind of person that has a dream or a vision of something and you want to start a business, so you've thought about it, but you're not sure, but you see the potential of it. Oh, you see who your customer might be, and you visualize some demand for what it is that you have to offer. And so you know what they want, and you have the idea or the vision to give them that so you can actually make some money. Anyways, once you get started, as an entrepreneur or having a business, you have a business. And in putting that business together, it's important to think about who are your competitors are going to be, because you just came up with your idea or thought, and it may exist, it may not exist, but you may have other people doing something similar. And so for tonight's show, the topic for tonight's show is how do you identify your competition, your competitors, and what is your advantage? I'd like to have you thinking about how do you identify your competitors and what's your advantage? What do you have that they don't have? Anyway, so I got Larry on the line. Larry's an entrepreneur. You got myself here as the host. I'm also an entrepreneur, the person with the big vision. But I'd like to have you think about that, because what I'd like to have you do is to think about telling us your advantages and your disadvantages. I'm going to walk you through, give you some examples, and hopefully Larry offers some of his knowledge and thoughts. And and if anybody else out there, if you can hear us, you'd like to give us a call, the number is 727-441-3000. It's right on the wall here on my left-hand side. 727, which is very difficult to see, but 727-441-3000, that's the number to call. And we welcome your callers to tell us what your competition is and what do you think your advantage is. But anyway, so we're going to take a short break so that you know what we're going to be talking about. And when we come back, you're going to hear our thoughts from myself and Larry, and we'll be right back. I'm so glad that he let me try it again. Cause my last time around, I got the whole world upset.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Some money. So that's what it's all about, is making some money, making a contribution, and getting your vision or dream out there so that people can purchase whatever service or product that you're offering. On the phone, I have my colleague, Mr. Larry LaBelle, who's also in the training business. But our topic for tonight is, who is your competition? Well, who are your competitors? And so, Larry, and we didn't rehearse this, so we're going to do this like everybody else, so we get caught off guard, possibly. But anyway, I've thought about it, so I decided I'd bring it up and address it. In order to understand, I have a training and development company. We train people for jobs based on what they enjoy doing, not just for jobs. Because that's what my company does. And we've done some of that, but when it comes to looking at my competitors, I decided to put down some things on my sheet here. My competitors are other training companies that have been around for years. They're well staffed up and all that sort of stuff. So my competition is training companies. The educational institutions themselves are my competition, because my programs I'm implementing or have implemented in universities and colleges and workforce boards, things like that. And so trying to change the structure, but they're my competitors because they have their own programs and things like that. And there's tons of consulting companies out there that train people once they've been laid off. They put them through training programs. They train job seekers in order to get back into the workforce. And so those are my competitors. And so I'm just going to start by that. But Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. So tell us what it is that you do, and who do you think some of your competitors are?
Well, right now there's hundreds of job seekers and support groups or volunteer groups. So the cost of the job seekers and anything to attend, they're my competition. But what I do differently, LinkedIn provides a service to entrepreneurs where I can get a request for a proposal from some potential client where they want a resume written. Mm-hmm. I can respond to that with my proposal, how I think I'm going to do a better job than my competition. And I win. If I get them on the phone, I never lose a client.
Okay.
They know that they can see and hear the value I'm going to bring. Okay. I've got hundreds and hundreds of potential clients.
Okay. Now, since you said that, I'd like to have you imagine other people that are thinking the same way.
Yep.
But you've identified your competition. You know what it is that you want to do. That's hopefully doing something to change something else out there, like most entrepreneurs. But the first question is what are your advantages? And I could go first just to kind of like lay it out for you. Or you could go first if you believe that you have some advantages. But think of yourself as an entrepreneur, anybody else. Or they have a product or service that they started. And most likely they have competition. However, as an entrepreneur, I believe you start a business because you can see or feel some advantage. But anyways, I'd like to know what are some of the of your advantages or my advantages. I can go first if you'd like to have me go first. Or you could tell me what you think some of your advantages are. And so I wrote mine down. So I'm not sure if you wrote anything down as I'm talking, but I have some advantages. Would you like to hear mine first? Are you there? Okay, I don't know what happened to Larry. Oh, he's here. Okay, Larry, did you hear what I had said?
Say it again, quickly.
What are your advantages? The reason you're an entrepreneur, and to think about what is your advantage over the competition.
That's an easy one.
Okay.
I have methods that I use. For example, I teach people how to create a creative portfolio of work samples where you have something you show and you have a compelling story to go with it.
Okay.
You put that on your LinkedIn profile. You can put it in lots of different places. Work samples make a huge difference. I was a user conference manager in one of my past lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, for my work sample, there was the cover of our brochure for the conference. We had a graphic designer design it. All the customers commented that they thought it was great. So I scanned the cover in,
mm-hmm.
then brought it into Word, and then put a text box next to it with the story. The story goes, this amazing user conference, along with the incredible keynote speaker, the wide array of free training courses on our software, a fun night at Disney, allowed us to get 25% more people than we'd ever gotten before. And make a 20% profit the first time ever.
Okay.
That work sample got me 3 jobs.
Okay. You can think of anything else that's an advantage that you have.
I take a lot of time when I first call or take a call from a client where I'm trying to tell them what I do and why they might want to use me versus somebody else. And the time that I take and the relationship building that I do is the bottom line. That's going to make the difference all by itself.
Okay, so those are some of your advantages. I'm going to tell you some of mine, but as I say mine, if you think of any others, please share that with the audience, because it's all about what do you have that the other people don't have? Thinking about what makes you unique. Anyway, so in my case, like I said, I have a training and development company. I believe my advantage is past performance. It's the things I did before I started the business so that I developed some allies and contacts and people who know me already. That's number one, I think. Number two, I've run several programs as far as past performance. I started out in like a community-based agency, and then I went to a 2-year college and then 4-year colleges and then to some businesses. And so the past history is my advantage, because a lot of them have not gone to those types of places. They have their own networking, but I use that as part of mine in terms of getting there. And part of my advantage is my age, my experiences, the companies that I've worked for in the past, the contacts that have seen me grow along the way, and it's also the performance that I believe that others have seen and witnessed. I mean, but it's using all those contacts. So I think that's the advantage that we have as a company, which is called Hodgepodge Training. because it's the advantage that has gotten a lot of exposure, a lot of different markets. And so I think that's an advantage to going into our next market. So if anything else pops up, Larry, say it, because you want to give the listener out there any advantage that they may not have thought of, because it all starts with you. Anyway, those are some of the advantages. I'm pretty sure if I thought of it a little bit more, I might think of different things. Were you getting ready to say something?
Nope.
Okay. Another advantage that I believe we have is that I'm a minority, which is where we stand out a little differently, but it really doesn't matter because who you are is who you are. The difference is knowing we have to see you. Anyway, so take advantage of what we see. If you got wrinkles, I don't know, you wear glasses, you're tall, you're thin, you're overweight, take advantage of whatever it is that you have that people are attracted to you. Then you want to use all of those as part of your advantage because there's no other you on the planet. I mean, so understanding that it's you, it's your business, it's your thought idea, you've got to build it. And the more resources you have, the more contacts that you make, that's what's going to allow your business to grow and hopefully allows your business to grow. But that's the advantage that you should have in terms of you having an idea or a solution that's over the competition. Anyways, I'd like to have you think about that. And anyway, so Larry, did you think of anything else while I was telling my little story?
No, not right off the top of my head. I think one of the things that's so important, though, you've got to have a business plan. It basically is what are all the steps and stages you have to go through to create a successful business. And people don't take the time to do this to kiss a death.
Is that your advantage or their advantage? Is that your advantage of doing that? That you're sharing? Is that you started out with a business plan? Something like that?
Nope.
Okay. I started with the idea and then realized I needed a business plan.
Yep.
Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that because that's what's required for any entrepreneurs. What advantage do you have over your competitors? Anyway, and even if you have something totally different that's not out there, you still have to have a way of getting to people who can hear you and hear your thoughts and ideas. And I'm just going to suggest it has to start, I'll speak for me, it has to start with the people who already know me. And the people who've watched me come along or grow or the people that are in positions to open those types of doors and set up those types of contacts. So depending on what you have on your company, it doesn't have to be the type of company that I have or that Larry has, but you need customers. And in order to get a customer, you got to get in front of somebody. And my suggestion is, if possible, do it all in person. So I know nowadays we see a lot on these screens which only show like a headshot. People can't see the rest of you. My suggestion is show them as much as you can while you can so that when you get in front of them, they can get a chance to see all of you. Because people make their decisions based on what they do, and some of them make it based on the way you look, how old you are, how you're dressed. Because humans are humans. We make those types of different decisions on other people. So you want to find out what your advantage is and then use it. Because that's why I brought up those different things in terms of my advantage. But each entrepreneur has an advantage. And that's what I encourage you to share on the show because it helps the others out there to realize they have something that's unique. And they've got to find out what that is in order to get their business off the ground. But we're going to take a short break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the disadvantages. Anyway, so think about that, Larry. But we'll be right back. We're talking about who is your competitor or competition. And we'll be right back to share a little bit more in order to help you to go do your thing.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. There is no stopping when you make that decision to take that idea, that dream, that thought, and start putting it together. You're going to have many obstacles, but you cannot stop. And it doesn't matter how much you got done, how much you don't want to get done, but you've got to stay with it, and you can't afford to stop. I'm on the phone with Larry LaBelle. He's the CEO of a company called Win a Job Fast. And tonight's topic that I'm talking about is, who is your competition? Okay, imagine the idea that you have, the thought, the dream, the vision, and you think you got something new or something that doesn't exist or is similar to somebody else, but who are you going to compete with? Anyway, so I've talked about some thoughts in terms of how do you begin to identify who your competitors are and what advantage do you have? over the competition. However, the next part of our show is, what is your disadvantage? Because I believe all entrepreneurs have to go through that. What do you have that's different or similar or better than your competition? But anyway, so Larry, are you still there?
Yep.
Did you think of anything that you left out in terms of your advantage?
Nope.
Okay, advantages. Okay. Disadvantages.
One thing I think is a big thing that people don't pay attention to. It could be a showstopper. How do you create a budget for your business, a comprehensive budget? You've never done one before. What would you do? You'd easily get stuck and stuck.
Okay, so what would be your suggestion in terms of what do they do?
What I would suggest is you create a budget and then find somebody who's experienced in doing budgets to act as a mentor for you.
Okay. Now, let's talk about where you are right now. I'm going to say, where am I with my business? What are some disadvantages that I'm facing? And because I'm the one that has the thought or the idea of the business. And so I have some disadvantages, I believe, because I've got to overcome those disadvantages or find a way to turn those into advantages. And so I wanted to... So I talked about some of the advantages, or we talked about some of the advantages that we have over our competition, but what are some of the disadvantages based on our competition? I mean, so Linda, if you think about that, Larry, but I'm gonna give you some of mine because I have a whole list of disadvantages, I believe. Which I must turn into advantages. Part of my disadvantage is my dream is big. It's a dream that could impact huge numbers of individuals. I mean, so thinking big is where I'm at with my dream, which is a disadvantage because you got to start one step at a time. But you have to keep your eye on the vision or on the goal. So anyway, that's a disadvantage based on having opportunities that I cannot grasp yet. And some of you others may be in the exact same situation. The only difference is I'm putting mine out to the world because I'm being recorded. But you want to be able to share your disadvantages with anyone else out there. It's your business. It's your thought. It's your vision. And the best thing you can do is let people know where you are on that journey and definitely let them know where you've come from. Anyway, so I'm just sharing part of where I am on my journey in terms of where I've come from. I just got you talking about the things that as a company we've already done. But what are some of my disadvantages? I only just mentioned one. I got a whole list of them here, so I'm going to go to the next one. I'm at a point where I need to staff up. Okay, staff up meaning is to run a big office. I need clerical staff. I need trainers, managers, business managers. I'm looking for those types of individuals because as an entrepreneur, that's a role I played in getting started, which I believe a lot of entrepreneurs, they start out with just them doing a lot. And at some point, you grow to a point to where you need some assistance. And so I'm just saying, as a business for me, I need to staff up. And since I'm in the training business, I'm going to be looking for trainers. Anyways, any of you out there that like training and you're looking to offer something different, then as a business, there's going to be some openings for trainers. Because I need backup, I need people to fill in if I'm absent or vice versa. And all that sort of stuff comes along with a business. So that's another disadvantage. Having a knowledge of marketing and sales and management, when you got to plug in other people that can do the marketing for you, do the sales for you, because they're representing your company, but for all the people who know you, they're representing you as well. So, those are just some of the disadvantages, and hopefully you can see me. And so if you look at me, I'm old enough to be retired, but I'm not retired. So age is a factor, because I got to find a way to turn this over to others to run it, so I can enjoy some of the benefits and choose what I want to do versus have to do what I'm committed to do. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that, because age affects everybody. At some point, the business could be off the ground and you are off to venture into something else. But either way, time for me is a disadvantage because I have a lot on my plate. And if you're not busy as an entrepreneur, then you're missing something. Anyways, I'm not sure if I believe I'm on the right track, and I'm at that point to where I need that type of resources. Tax people, because in this country, you have to count for all the pennies and dollars and all that sort of stuff in terms of the money you make, the money you put out there in terms of expenses. And so it's a disability when you're doing it alone or doing it with one or two staff members. And the other thing I wrote down is, as a disadvantage, is having backup. Backup means if something happens to you, you have an appointment, or in my case, let's say I'm doing some traveling, and because I got to make a presentation or something like that, and I get sick. Well, I don't have any backup. Anyway, so. But part of being an entrepreneur is the disadvantage is making sure that you have the resources that you can call on to back up you, because it's more than you, it's your company. Anyway, so thinking of those are disadvantages, and I'm just going to suggest one more, then we'll take a short break. But it's something that I think is a challenge for some people, and I think I'm one of them. But when you have something different, how do you introduce something different because it's yours? And if it doesn't exist, then you got to find a way to introduce it. Anyway, so that's how ideas get resolved or ideas change, because based on the business that you have, depending on what it is that you're doing. Anyway, but I've done all the talking. Larry, I think it's time that we take a short break. But when we come back, I'm going to ask you if you'd be more than willing to talk about your disadvantages. But either way, we'll be right back.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the Podcast Archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Yes, when the going gets tough, get going. You should expect it to get tough. At least I do, and I have no idea what tough is. But believe me, when the going gets tough, that means you're on your way. Because you got to go through change, you got to go through something. But anyway, I'm talking about who our competitors are. Who's your competitors? And what do you have that they don't have that makes you unique? And just before we went to the break, I was talking about the disadvantages that I have versus the advantages. And I have my colleague on the line, Larry the Bell, if he's still there. Are you still there, Larry?
Yes, I am.
Anyway, so I was talking about the disadvantages that I've faced because I like to hear what you've gone through or what you've faced that you could share with others in terms of things that are disadvantages for you. Did you come up with any?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you're starting your own business, you are an army of one. If you have problems, there's nobody to turn to, things like that. That can be a showstopper until you learn. Get out there and network, meet people who know things you don't know, and learn it.
Oh, you just mentioned the famous word. Was that it? You got more?
Yep.
I got a whole list.
I'm sure.
You don't have a list. You should be able to tell us about all your accomplishments, the things you've overcome. Do you have any of those?
Another one, a big one for me.
Yeah.
When you start your business, you've got to figure out, I'm not going to be making a profit from the beginning. So how am I going to get paid? You got to rely on your savings or maybe money you borrowed for a family member. Mm-hmm. And you got to estimate how long it's going to take before you start making money. If you misjudge that, you're going to run out of money. Even though you got a great idea, concept, your business financially will go under.
Okay, so would you say that the disadvantage is not knowing how much money you might need?
Yes. You haven't planned for it.
Okay.
You've got to survive. If you're doing this full time, that's your source of income.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not generating enough money, you've got to have some money that you've saved or you've turned to somebody else for to help you survive until the business starts turning a profit.
Yeah. Being an army of one, I think most of us start there, I think.
Yep.
A few of us, anyway. But you just mentioned something about learning, and I just happened to think of something, and I think it fits both this show in terms of entrepreneurs, but I think it fits almost anyone. And it's something I came up with earlier today because I was thinking about something, you know, that has to do with training. But anyway, you want to hear my quote, because it's the first quote that you'll hear from me that you might hear every lots of places. Oh, maybe you've heard it before. You want to hear my quote that I came up with?
Absolutely.
It's 10 words. I started with 14 words. I got it down to 10. It has to do with training. And I think it applies to entrepreneurs, it applies to job seekers, it applies to anyone who's trying to do something different. Again, here it is. Real training is you doing it until the trainers are satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, real training is you doing it until the real trainers are satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't really say that because I mentioned, and I added another word in there. But anyway, I wrote down real training is you doing it until the trainer's satisfied. Okay, that's four, that's 10 words, which means it's not a test, not an exam like in our system where people take tests on things. And take an exam written by somebody else and put together by somebody else. In the real entrepreneur world, it's the performance that makes the difference. In the workplace, it's the performance that makes the difference. And so I just happened to come up with that, and because I wanted to make a distinction between what we're taught in a lot of programs, including the entrepreneurial programs, the programs in colleges, educational institutions, all that sort of stuff, that give out those tests and exams. Workplaces require one thing, which is performance. And as an entrepreneur, you want your company to perform. And you want the individuals in your company to be performers because that's how you're going to pay them. But most likely, in order for you to have made a decision to be an entrepreneur, you've had to perform somewhere already. And so use the performance that you're carrying as part of your advantage because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take you adding on something to your life and going to make something else happen. But anyway, Larry, what'd you think of that? Are you still there, or did you go away?
Yes, I am. I'm just thinking for a sec. let's think of some of the major downfalls that I've had.
There we go. Yeah.
Parts of your new business that you don't have skills in yet, and how are you going to get them? If you're missing 30% of the skills, you got to find some way to make that up. So you master all the areas because it's just you. You've got nobody else you can turn to. You're just an entrepreneur in your own business.
Now, how do you know you're missing a skill? Or many skills?
You can find things on the web. I know you can find a laundry list of skills required for different jobs.
Right, but
how do you plan to get those skills? Would it be some government organization that offers training? Colleges and universities, whatever. But first, you got to identify them.
Okay.
I do it one way. If I have a job in mind, I'll find job description for a job that looks great for me and I love it. Then I actually, what are the skills I'm looking for? And then I say, what percentage of these skills do I not have? And how do I plan to get that knowledge?
That puts us in the. That puts us into the other program, which has to do with working. The employment opportunity hour, which is coming up next. But when you're the performer, then how do you find out how to get those skills? Or if you already have them, how do you find that out? Any ideas?
I get mine from government databases and job descriptions.
Yeah, good.
You ever heard of OSTAR.net?
Oh, yeah.
On the web?
Mm-hmm.
OSTAR.net gives you all kinds of information about each job that you're wanting to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, like a job description, you can figure out, okay, here's this job. Here's what they say you need to know. Which of these skills or requirements do I not have and how am I going to get them?
Oh, and I didn't mean to trap you, but I'd like to have you just think about this based on the quote that I just wrote down. Real training. I'm not going to ask you this, Larry. I'm just going to make the statement. But real training is you doing it. You can't do a skill. Because you need to know how well you're doing it, and unless we're telling you it's good enough, then it's not good enough. Now, I say that because as an entrepreneur, you're going to get started based on whatever you have, based on the thoughts that you have, and you, part of your job is getting in front of a ton of people. They're going to be the judge of how far along they think you are. It's important for you to know what you have because that's what allows them to come back and tell you more. I can't speak for the other entrepreneurs, but I'm in training to become an entrepreneur. And I'm not an entrepreneur. And even if I am, I'm still learning more. But when the other people are saying you're ready, then that's when I'm ready. Me thinking I'm ready is useless unless the others are saying, Gene, you're ready to go. So I'd like to have you think about that as an entrepreneur because we see the skills you have. You can't see your skills. I mean, so it's just something to think about. That's part of what we're introducing in terms of what we do as a company. Is to introduce the difference between performance and words that we've been told and taught so that you can just be you and find out how to make your idea work. Because either way, you need a customer in order to pay you for your service or your product. So that will make you unique or different or stand out. It's important for you to know how far along are you, and since you can't see you, you can visualize. The vision you have is in your head. It's not in nobody else's. Your job is to try to give them a vision of what it is that you have that you think you can offer to the rest of the people. Anyway, that's my thought. That's just my thought, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I wanted to know what did you go through, because
for me,
all the others out there.
Okay. Get out and network. If I start a new business and I'm sitting in a room in my house, or you got to rent an office space, being alone can be the kiss of death.
Mm-hmm.
You can get into a negative mindset and it takes on a life of its own and it stops you in your tracks. You got to get up and network with other people doing similar things. Hear your ideas, your struggles, and do the same for them. Networking is the name of the game. You get them in the business.
Okay, our time is up. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Larry. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for the employment opportunity coming up next. But thank you very much for taking the time to do what you're doing, sharing your comments. And all of you entrepreneurs, go out and do it your way because it's your thought, your vision, and dream. And go make it work. And we're out of here until next time.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.1.